Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Gusto. Get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. Just visit gusto.com/creative. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am the founder of Accidental Creative and the author of a bunch of books, including the brand new book, Herding Tigers, Be the Leader That Creative People Need, which is all about how to create an environment in which creative teams thrive. If you create for a living, if you have to go to work, you have to solve problems, you have to collaborate with other people, Herding Tigers is designed to help you understand those dynamics and to be a better collaborator, a better leader of creative people, and ultimately to bring more of your best work into the world every day. So I encourage you to check it out. Just visit herdingtigers.net and you can learn more. On today's show, we're going to talk about a dynamic actually from Herding Tigers. We're going to talk about something that I've been sharing with groups for years and years and years when I go into work with companies and speak to organizations or speak to events. And this is a dynamic that I like to call ghost rules. Ghost rules are invisible narratives that guide our decisions on a day-to-day basis. They guide our creative decisions about how we approach a project. They guide our collaborative efforts. They guide our leadership, certainly. And in general, they can even guide cultures in unknowing ways if we don't identify them and begin to countermand them. So on today's episode, I want to share with you a couple of principles to help us deal with ghost rules more effectively, first to identify them and then to begin to countermand them so that they don't limit our ability to bring our best work every day. Before we jump into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Gusto. So if you have a business or if you know someone who does, you probably know that small business owners wear a lot of hats. And some of those hats are totally great and things that you love to do, but some of them, like filing taxes, running payroll, for example, not necessarily so great. And that's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for small businesses. Fast, simple payroll processing, benefits, and expert HR support all in one place. It's so easy and so convenient. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes, so you don't even have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add health benefits and even a 401k for your team. Those old school clunky payroll providers simply weren't built for the way modern small businesses work, but Gusto is. So let Gusto handle one of your many hats. You have better things to focus on. Listeners of the Accidental Creative get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. So try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/creative. That's gusto.com/creative. We thank Gusto for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's jump in and talk about ghost rules. So I'm going to read to you actually from Herding Tigers, from the new book. This is from a section called Prune the Ghost Rules. It's in a chapter that's about culture and about how to define culture more effectively. But the section is called Prune the Ghost Rules. Ella was a successful manager at a very large company. I was challenging her to think in a new way about a tricky problem she was attempting to solve. But when I offered my thoughts, she quickly responded, "Nope, that won't work here." I paused, a little stunned at her abruptness, and I asked, "Why not?" She looked at me as if collecting her thoughts, and after a few moments, she replied, good question. After further dissection, we realized that Ella's response had been hardwired into her by a previous manager who often had strong, fear-based opinions about new ideas. "That won't work here" was a common reaction to many of Ella's fresh thoughts, and over time, she began to adopt those opinions as hard fact. What Ella had come up against are what I call ghost rules, or invisible limitations that people or teams place upon themselves for no good reason whatsoever. Sometimes these rules can become baked-in organizational assumptions about what is and what isn't possible, and the net result is that the team artificially limits the places it looks for ideas or for value. In order for your team to feel freedom to do its best work, regularly prune ghost rules from your life and from your team's culture. Following are a few examples of ghost rules I frequently see. And by the way, I know I'm addressing leaders in this book, and I know I'm addressing leaders right now as I talk about this, but I'm specifically referring to anybody who has to create for a living. So I'm going to talk through these from a leadership lens, but I want you to think about how these ghost rule principles apply to you and to your work, whether you lead a team of people or whether you're a freelancer or whether you work inside of an organization. All right. The first type of ghost rule I see is what will and what won't work. A manager from a large company once told me that he was instructed not to pursue a particular idea because, quote, someone tried that back in the 1980s and it didn't work, end quote. Apart from the laws of physics, a lot of things have changed in the past 30 years, and it's probably wise to revisit some of those baked-in organizational assumptions from time to time, just like Ella did, and ensure that you're not missing potentially valuable insights. So, is your team or are you paralyzed because of assumptions or narratives about what will and what won't work? Challenge any declarative statement by asking why. So anytime you come up against a declarative statement, something that declares this cannot be done or this must be done or this won't ever work, ask why. If you do not receive an answer, then it's possible that the team or that you are operating by assumption, not by fact. So is there any place where you have an assumption about what will and what won't work? Now, by the way, some of those assumptions might be valid, right? That's the great thing about testing assumptions is you discover which ones are and aren't true. But it's important that you challenge those assumptions and that you don't allow them to rule and occupy your life. All right, the second thing is who can and who can't introduce an idea. Some teams have invisible rules around who is allowed to contribute ideas to a project or who is allowed to offer thoughts or criticism about a decision. Although you need to have a protocol for sharing ideas and offering critiques, narrowing your scope of vision to just a handful of people can be extremely limiting. Ensure that everyone on the team understands clearly what's expected of them and the actual process for sharing feedback or ideas, not the perceived one. So, are team members limiting their feedback or shrinking back from offering insights simply because they feel like it's not their place to do so? And I would spin that and ask you, are you shrinking back and not offering ideas or insights or feedback because you don't feel like it's your place to do so? Is there some invisible guiding narrative that's preventing you from speaking freely inside of your organization? Identify and eliminate these ghost rules from your culture or from your life by replacing them in the moment that you catch them with the principles that you want to reinforce. So if you're leading a meeting, for example, call on people who never share and ask them to offer their opinions. Invite new people to meetings who are always on the outside, or shake up the assumptions with actions that are rooted instead in your core principles and the things that you want to see more of in your life and on your team. So that's the second type of ghost rule I see, is who can and can't introduce an idea. The third type is what is and isn't acceptable behavior. So expectation escalation can quickly take over a team's culture and turn it into a pressure cooker. When a team member decides to come in at, say, 7 a.m. one morning, another makes it 6:45, and the following morning, it's 6:30. And pretty soon, the cultural thermostat is set, and the assumed behavior is, quote, we are a culture that expects people to arrive to work before the sun rises, end quote. No one ever stated it explicitly, but all new hires observe the behavior, and they assume this must be the way it is around here. That's just one example of how certain behaviors can become assumptive expectations without ever having been explicitly stated. So are there behaviors on your team, or are there behaviors in your life and your actions, the way that you approach your work, that are assumed to be expectations, but are in fact simply a result of expectation escalation? We need to identify and squelch them. So what are you doing on a daily basis or a weekly basis or a monthly basis, whatever it is, what are you doing that you're doing purely because you perceived it's what's expected of you, not because it's an actual expectation? The worst part about ghost rules is that some leaders and some organizations actually use them to manipulate the team into achieving the results they want, regardless of the negative consequences. So they'll allow a false narrative to live if it means that people are going to work a little harder, they're going to come in a little earlier, stay a little later. They'll allow that ghost rule to perpetuate itself, even though they know it's destroying the fabric and the culture of the team. They might even allow team members to believe certain things to be true, like working weekends is expected, email responses within minutes are required, challenging certain people's ideas is off limits in order to make their own life easier. This is, by the way, the coward's way out. That's my commentary. That's not in the book, but that is the coward's way out. This kind of manipulation works for a while, but the reality is that over time, it begins to erode the team's culture. It will catch up with you over time. Although people might comply with ghost rules in order to keep their jobs, these leaders or these cultures will not maintain trust and respect for very long. All right, so are there any ghost rules that are ruling your behavior? Do you have ghost rules about what will and what won't work? Have you ever found yourself saying, well, that'll never work around here? Why? Have you ever challenged that assumption? Is that a valid assumption, or is it something you just think because somebody once upon a time told you that? So what will and what won't work, and how often do you challenge those assumptions and see if you can't figure out a way to make something work? All right, so what will and what won't work is the first thing. The second thing is, who can and can't introduce an idea? Do you find yourself shrinking back and not introducing an idea at critical moments because there's a ghost rule that's limiting your behavior? And then finally, what is and what isn't acceptable behavior? Do you find yourself in a position where you are doing things or not doing things based upon perceived expectations, not based upon actual stated expectations within your organization or by your clients, quite frankly? Okay. Identify ghost rules, invisible narratives, and prune them from your life, because the reality is they are in many ways curbing your ability to bring your full focus, assets, time, and energy to the work that you're doing. Are there any ghost rules that are ruling your life? And what are you going to do about it? I encourage you to spend 5 to 10 minutes this week just thinking about your work and potential ghost rules that could be curbing your engagement, and then commit to a plan to getting rid of them. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.